This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. We've been announcing on our community events for a couple of weeks now, three times a day. We've been telling folks that string players and fiddlers are welcome to join the first Two Harbors Fiddling Jam at the Two Harbors Public Library, happening on Thursday, February 9th, 5 to 6 p.m. I have a note now here that says, this is practice only. Well, if you've got questions, well, we have questions, and we have Carla Manning, who is the host, I guess, the producer. The producer, the ideas person for having this jam, on the line with us. Hi, Carla. Welcome to KTWH.
Hi.
You were telling me before we started, you moved, pretty much moved into the Two Harbors area during COVID and haven't been able to meet as many people as you might like. You're hoping to find the fiddlers in the woods that you haven't bumped into yet.
Yep.
Where is your musical interest coming from? We've got the term fiddler here, so I'm imagining not necessarily talking from a classical or jazz viewpoint, but fiddling as in old-time music or bluegrass. What's your experience, Carla, as playing that instrument?
I do play classical too, but I've lately been fiddling. I bond myself more with the old-time fiddlers.
And so and you've been at the instrument for a while? Just how far? I'm not going to ask your age, but you've been with it for a while.
For a while, quite a while.
And at this point, you essentially practice at home but don't really have a way to get out and play with others. And is this kind of an attempt to get more communication among the fiddlers? I mean, at least fiddlers as a start. I mean, eventually maybe you have to mix it up with other instruments, but might be the idea to just find out who the fiddlers are.
Right, and then the reason why I said acoustic strings welcome is because you get a bunch of fiddlers together. It does help to have guitar players, for example, backup chords, keep us in line. Otherwise, the tempo speeds up, we get excited or something, you know.
You're actually thinking that guitar players will lend a little discipline? That sounds pretty funny to me.
Yeah, right.
So you're getting together tomorrow night at 5, and I'm talking from the Wednesday perspective. I think the interview might repeat on Saturdays. If you're hearing this Saturday, then you kind of missed the first shot at this, but we're hoping that this is the first of an opportunity, a series. Carla, I think I told you before that we haven't announced a jam in Two Harbors since the radio station went on the air. So this is a pretty innovative idea. Did you imagine that?
I suppose when you mention it, cause that's why I haven't really found anybody. So it makes sense, but that's kind of cool, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, because folks have to usually make a drive of minimum 25, 30 miles to Duluth to find a jam. I know that a lot of people are aware of jams that happen at Sir Ben's Tavern in Duluth, and I'm sure there's some others, but maybe a number of them are kind of private, you know, people who have already found each other and they have a good thing going and they don't really necessarily want to expand it.
Right, and that's kind of part of it. You know, groups like that, a lot of times you walk in and they've already been meeting for quite a bit of time. You know, they've been playing the same tunes, and so they kind of go pretty fast.
Ah, yeah. Not much,
you know,
of a learning.
So a newcomer comes in and they don't know the tunes, where you kind of be sitting there, you know, hardly being able to play. This is more of a slow jam, and it's welcoming to beginners, or, I mean, I wouldn't say beginner on the instrument so much as maybe not knowing a tune, but you'd be able to pick it up, you know.
Yeah,
By ear, by music, I suppose.
I mean, there's a broad swath of fiddle music that people might be imagining. I mean, we have a number of old-time players in the area, but there could be a lot of thousands of tunes, so it's not clear to me that unless you've been around the same people for a while that you know what each other are familiar with. So are people encouraged to bring
stuff? Yeah, so where I used to live, I started a jam similar to this, and there it was. I knew a lot of the people that were coming. I met a few new people, but I knew a chunk of the people that were there. So we kind of knew what tunes we knew and all that kind of stuff. Here, it's kind of brand new to me. I have no idea. I haven't really met anybody. So even the one person I did talk to about this whole idea to begin with, never met her face to face. And I have no, you know, I don't know anybody who's coming. So, personally.
Well, what would you say to encourage folks to try this on? Because maybe it's going to be word of mouth that gets you a few core of players coming on Thursday. I mean, is it just going to be more a get-to-know-you musically session?
I don't know how to.
Well, I'm just curious. Do you say, there are five of us here, and what tunes do we all know? or what tune do we all want to learn together? Because you could just start from scratch with a tune.
Right. I envision it could be either way, you know. depending on what people know. And that's what I mean. It's like, I don't know these people. I don't know what tunes they know. I imagine there's some standard tunes that they probably know.
Yeah.
But yet, I'm sure each of us have a bunch of other tunes that maybe we play with our other friends or something like that and could be new to, you know. So, yeah, it's totally kind of winging, I suppose. So I'm pretty involved with the Minnesota State Field Association.
Okay.
And they, you know, somebody had started, they call it slow jammers, in the city a few years back. And that's kind of the whole format of kind of where I got the idea from.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't know, I'm not a musician myself. I wasn't smart enough to really pick up on the slow jam term and ask you maybe to share with folks what that has in mind. I mean, is slow referring to tempo, or is slow referring to the process of learning together and not having everybody be a virtuoso and taking it slow learning?
Both kind of apply, I guess.
Okay.
But slow jam is you're slowing the tempo down so you can like play it. Like I mentioned, you know, you go in these places and people might be meeting for forever, you know. And Irish jams are kind of known for that. They kind of take it at a lickety split speed, you know.
Yes.
And you're walking in and don't really know the tunes. It's not really that welcoming. I'm doing it, we slow it down so it's more welcoming to people
right.
who may not know the tunes. You know, you may know some, but you may not know others. And you're not going to learn it unless you're going so fast you can't play it anyway. You know what I mean? Maybe after a few times of playing it, you might speed up a little bit so you know, get a feel of what it's supposed to be like. But it's supposed to be welcoming to, meant to be welcoming to newcomers.
But you're not necessarily, although you said probably you're not going to want to attract people who are brand new on the instrument, but people who have some skills but may have never really played in public before. What would you say to somebody who's really kind of kept their fiddle playing to themselves?
In a closet, you mean?
Yeah. How do you, you're going to be a very friendly crowd, right? You're going to,
oh, yeah,
there might be
yeah.
some things that people just have never played with other people and they don't even know what the cues are.
Right. Yeah. No, my intention is to be welcoming to all. Anybody who wants to come and try it out. It's no pressure, no, like I said, I don't know how to word it. But
you don't have,
friendly.
Yeah.
I aim to be a friendly, welcoming group, you know, of people getting together just to play and have fun together.
So the intention not being that you, the intention isn't necessarily that you're ever going to put on some kind of performance for others, but just to grow as a group and enjoy playing each week. Or I don't know how often you even imagine this could go on, but I guess you're going to wait and see who comes on Thursday, right?
Right. That was one thing I was going to, you know, talk about and stuff. And, you know, what do people want? I kind of envision, you know, meeting monthly, at least through the school year type thing, you know, October through May or something or whatever.
Right. And let people take their fiddle on the road for their summer adventures and not meet for a couple
pretty
months.
Busy and
yeah.
Not have to tied down to something, you know.
So if you had to tell people just even a handful of tunes that are among your faves that might give people a flavor of what you play.
Oh, you're asking for tune names?
Well, I'm just to drop some names, sure, if you could.
Well, I would say Liberty, Soldier's Joy are a couple of good ones.
Okay.
The Girl Left Behind Me, I don't know how well that's known. Red-Haired Boy, St. Dan's Reel, Tennessee Waltz.
So do you play more from the American old time school? Do you ever venture into? I mean, a lot of these things may have derived from British Isles or Ireland, Scotland. I don't know whether you go to the other side of the pond with some of the tunes you play with, like St. Patrick's Day coming up. Do you do any?
So somewhat, Celtic? Somewhat, yeah. I mean, yeah, play some Scandinavian tunes.
Ah, okay.
I mean, it's quite a mix. I just picked out a few on top of my head because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're open to, if the majority of the team kind of comes from one direction, that you might be learning yourself some tunes that you're not familiar with.
Right. So, that's like kind of whole, you know, thought in my head, playing and learning together, having fun.
Well, I think it's a grand idea, and I'm glad that we could help get the word out. And if you need any more help, there's circles that we could expand this to. Of course, there are other musicians who aren't playing fiddles who might think, are we invited too? And you said up to a point you'd entertain having a few guitarists around. I don't know what you feel. What happens if five guitarists walk in the door?
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be fine. Like I said, the library has a maximum of 45 people, which that means they're all sitting at a table. But, you know, might be kind of crowded if you're sitting and trying to fiddle. But well, I'm open to, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you might have enough room to stand up and stretch your arms out and have lots of room around you, or could become a little more intimate depending upon whether you got a dozen or five or 20. So
right.
I think you'll just have to take it as it comes, I suppose, Carla. But do you have any outcome in mind? Would you like at least to get a group of people's contact numbers and think about doing this again if you get a turnout tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see it happen, not just be a one-time thing.
Excellent. Good luck with that. This is, I guess we're still in the midst of winter when people are kind of huddled, but we have a warm-up week, so maybe people are more apt to be venturing out this Thursday right. night than they might have been a couple of weeks ago when it was stiff wind chills.
Right.
We wish you luck.
And I know.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, too. I noticed that the radio was saying 5 to 6. It's 5 to 6:30. We can be there until 6:30 or so.
Great. You've got the library reserved, and you can use that time if everybody's having a great time. It's going to be hard to break them up.
Right.
I hope that's the case. Thanks, Carla, for the idea and for the follow-through, because that's what it takes to get something started. It all begins with the first step.
Yeah.
So have a great time Thursday, and hopefully we'll talk to you when this is happening some more down the road. Take care, and thanks for being on the radio with us.
Well, thank you. All right.
You take care.
You too.
Bye now. That's Carla Manning, who has put out the invite to everyone. Come to the Two Harbors Public Library on Thursday, February 9th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. They're having a slow jam for fiddlers and a few string players like you guitar players out there. Organizer Carla Manning wanted everyone to know that they have already reserved the Two Harbors Public Library meeting room for Thursday, March 9th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. for the second slow jam, so stay tuned. This is Leo for KTWH.